This is CliffCentral.com.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. Have you ever felt a connection with somebody that made you say, oh, damn, I wish I didn't have a spouse right now? That's what we're going to be talking about today on The Worst Guys. All she needed was some. Keeping it real. Keeping it true.
All she needed was some. Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Malcolm Zuli from The Worst Guys. I'm the worst one flying solo, solo. You know what it is, you know what it is. The Worst Guys, we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. And today is no different. Interesting topic for you guys. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think a lot of you have too. So that's why we're going to discuss, we are going to engage, and we are going to see what we come up with in the end, all right? Because the idea of love is supposedly unconditional and unlimited and in everybody, right? So that means we're constantly sharing this energy with one another, right? As we move through the day. Some people you have a better connection with than others. And with those people, we kind of go on a journey together, a relationship. Not necessarily boyfriend, girlfriend, but the way you relate to each other is different from most people, right? So now, what happens when that happens to you and you are in a relationship? Or what happens when you feel this way about many people? You know, since love is for everybody, right? Right? That's what we say, right? So we're going to talk about this concept, free love. I think it's a very kind of millennial topic, I'd say. Just because, you know, we millennials, we the future, we think future. I don't even care what these old topies say about millennials anymore. Yo, guys, we're creating a new world, right? And it doesn't matter if they want to be a part of it because it's our turn now. That's what I'm saying. So we millennials, I think it's a very millennial topic. Free love is something that is apparent to me in society. You know, when I look around, I see that people love each other. You go out, you embrace people, and now we've created these boundaries that stop us from engaging on that spiritual level. So we've created this facade that hides everything that we actually think or actually feel. And I don't know, maybe it's because of Adam and Eve. Well, Eve fucked up. And now we have to wear clothes that hide our physical bodies, our nature. So we've kind of forgotten that we are animals. And as much as monogamy is the status quo right now, I don't know. I'm not sure that it's the actual way human beings behave. You know, I could guarantee cheating is the number one problem in relationships. People wonder why men cheat. People wonder why women cheat. And there may be different reasons, but at the end of the day, niggas cheating, women cheating, people cheating out here, yo. And sometimes people don't even feel bad about it. And I think the reason why sometimes people don't feel bad about it is because they felt a true and genuine connection. Well, that was... I want to say my hope if I get cheated on, but let's just hope I don't. But if I did, my hope would be I got cheated on with somebody that person loves. They weren't just fucking just to fuck somebody other than me, you know? Because that one's a bit deep. That one was shaming a pogarty, you know? So I hope that is the case if that were to ever happen to me. And I think about moments that I've had in my life. And I don't know if you guys have had the same, where you connect with somebody and you engage in rigorous intellectual debate, not even debate, but you just engaged in conversation and butting heads and not agreeing all the time, but you're still speaking constructively and you both understand the vision, you know. And this can happen in any setting. While you're out, maybe you're just chilling around a group of friends that you've just met at the Braai, and you're chilling, smoking a doobie, which you can do now. Way, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Hella excited, hella excited. So like, those type of moments that we limit at the end of the night, you know. For the most part, if we're talking about reserved people, generally conservative, even liberals, like when you go out, when you click with somebody, even if you do happen to, you know, seal the deal, it's not something that happens every time, even though there may be people or situations that may have led to the thing. It's not something that you do every single time. There's something about that, you know. So now, I wonder about those situations. If you were to live that moment out, as my friend Riyad would say, he's not here at the present moment. He's currently flying on the way to his lady. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm holding it down for y'all. And I hope you guys are feeling what I'm talking about. Because I don't want it to be something outrageous. I don't want to be crazy. This love that y'all feeling, right? Y'all ain't feeling it. I hope y'all feel it. Because it's out here, you know. So what if you were to live that moment out with whoever you encounter like that? Without the barriers, without the, oh shit, I have work tomorrow. Oh shit, I have to, I don't know if this is right now. Oh shit. You know what? This is me. I'm going to tell you guys a story, a deep, deep story. This has to do with living the moment out. One day, Malcolm Lully and his boys went to a place called Tiger Tiger in Four Ways. They should have known it was going to be a crazy night. Tiger Tiger is not known for normality. But hey, who likes normal? So, we hop into Tiger Tiger. It's the boys. We're feeling good. We just came up with the name The Worst Guys, by the way. You know, we're just chilling outside. We didn't know what we were going to call it. 2015, that's how long ago this was. John Armani, one of the worst guys, comes and says, guys, why don't you just... The Worst Guys. And it just felt right. And now here we are. But I digress. We go have a baije outside. Smoke some weed. Get in the club. And it's good times, yo. Good vibrations. We jamming. Then, a bachelorette. What's they call? A hen party. Oh, God. Those things are very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Hen party comes through. They are feeling toasty. You know, hen parties are actually badass. They come out, like, with fucking Alice bands made out of a penis horn or whatever shit they use, like... Or birthday candles or a penis. Even whistles. The whistle one is fire. Shit. Okay. The story is going very many different ways. But we'll get to the end. So then, jamming. I see this lady. She's like 40 years old. 40, 50 years old. Ah, let me not say 50. Between 40 and 50. But I don't mind. 50 is cool. 50 is cool. Even a young 65. Yeah. Shh, come up. Yeah, anyway. So now, we jamming. She comes closer, I come closer. She comes closer, I come closer. We hook up. Now we're in that day. That's where we are right now. And it's noise. Then we're like, let's go home. Lady, I don't even know her name, 40-something, says, let's go home. And I'm like, yes, my first time I'm ever going to fuck a MILF. I was so keen, guys. I was so, so super duper keen. And by the way, this thing of always, I don't know, like MILF is probably the biggest category in porn. And I just feel like there is this weird obsession with mamas. What is it, dude? Was Sigmund Freud right? Do we all want to fuck our moms and kill our dads? I don't know, because it's weird, no? So, like, are you telling me when my mom was picking me up from school, Oaks were checking out, like, yeah. Or, you know, whatever, man. I just think it's weird. But still, MILFs are dope. MILFs are dope. So, we're like, okay, cool, let's go. I don't have a whip at this time. I don't have a car. So, we drive out with my boy, Gabriel Sicilian. Nick has been holding it down, you know. So, we drive out all the way to this lady's house, Kekfar. He only takes a bullet for me. He stays there as well. And then we start watching TV and shit. And then we start sobering up. And then that whole... it starts to die. And now we just hear... And she goes to sleep. She's like, ah, you can crash on the couch, yeah? I'm like, okay, cool, man. Cool, I'll crash. He says with tears in his eyes, I'll crash. And yeah, that's how the story is. We sleep, we wake up, we go home. Not even a breakfast, dog. Ah, shit, it was fucking unbelievable. Why do we drive all that way? I won't lie, it was a great experience, though. Like, just the fact that it happened was crazy to me. And even just to hook up with a MILF for me, I was like, yeah, you know. It was cool. It was cool. But you see what I mean about living moments out, you know, seeing whether there's genuine connection, seeing whether this thing can actually go somewhere. But there's all these limitations that you put. I could feel from the Mazali that she only did what she did because, you know, she was wasted and she was a bachelorette and it was fun times. But the next day she was probably like, oh, shit. I hooked up with a young black man last night. Oh, damn. Okay, I'll take that off the bucket list, but never again. Never again. I can feel that energy from that Mazali, dog. Yes, sis. But anyway, we almost prohibit ourselves with our own rules that a lot of the time aren't aligned with who we are. That's what I've always felt. And that's why I think our podcast is directed at, you know, realigning our thoughts with who we actually are as people and what we actually are. Because, yeah, I think we've been living a bullshit life. And how long are we going to carry on for? I know it's hard to admit that we were wrong, but we basically have to go the opposite way, you know. Of where we've gone so far. People aren't happy. People are overworked and underpaid. People aren't doing the things they love. And it seems bizarre to me. It really, really does. That people feel trapped and that they have to. When we're the ones who decide at the end of the day what it's going to be and what it's not going to be. We just get to admit that we fucked up and start fixing shit. But I'm not going to be part of the problem. I'm going to be one of the problem solvers. I don't know about you. We're going to start fixing shit. I want to see free love manifest, because never mind one-on-one, you know. I always think about, okay, firstly, if Adam or Eve didn't eat the apple and we're all out here just naked, okay, we wouldn't know half the shit we know, so let's grab that one out. But knowing what we know now, imagine if we could get to a place where people are just walking around naked casually and they're comfortable and it's not a big deal because we're all naked, really. So That is like the opposite side, you know, because right now we're at the guns and violence posse. That's what's normalized, you know. Killing, 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 pow, 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 pow. Yeah, murder, money, sex, drugs, whatever. That's our life. That's our reality. That's the pits. But what if we stepped up our game a little bit, you know, just leveled up and went to a place where we truly did care. And we really did help. And I think the energy we give out is a very important part of that. You know, recognizing people that you may not even consider your peers, hobos. Recognizing them as people and knowing that there's a soul inside there. You know, just like we know there's a soul in a rhino. When its horn gets chopped off, you know, these are people. Have you been to the CBD? It's real. It's real, real, real. I saw a hobo sticking a needle in his neck casually because of the stress I've been through. This is real life, guys. This is it. So I think we all have a responsibility, and I think free love is a part of that responsibility. Maybe I'm being a savage. Like I did say, I did make a disclaimer. I am the worst one. So maybe I am being a savage because I wish I could fuck every girl in the world. I wish I could every girl in the world. Don't you? Like, I know you guys feel that feeling at the gym. On Monday, you know who comes on Mondays. You're like, yes, sir, nice to see you again. Nice to see you again. On Tuesday, you know who comes on Tuesday. Oh, it's the Mob. Hey, Mob, what's up? What's up? Remember that one time at Tiger Tiger? Ah, see, I'll see you on Mars. Wednesday, it's another one. You're like, oh, you're new to the gym. Check these biceps. Check these biceps. I'm the king around here. I don't know if you know. I don't know if you see me do my pull-ups. Just hold up. I'm going to do my pull-ups now. And you're going to see the lats. The laterals. Yo, we all know we feel these things, you know. And I think a lot of the time in society we try to hide that. And I don't know if it's a good thing or not, because how dark would it be if we really like exposed our thoughts? But sometimes I think really bad things. Really, really bad. Yeah. How dark would it really be? Or is the nature of our existence dark? I think this is also a point where some people get confused about the existence of God and the devil and how all good things are God and all bad things are the devil. I vehemently disagree with that, because if bad things are the devil, maybe the devil is winning. You know, I genuinely believe God is responsible for everything. He can't be God if he's not. He just can't be. So the good and the bad in your life, when you step in shit, it's like, hey, my boy, God. Shot, shot, shot. Appreciate everything, dog. Nothing is guaranteed. So, like, we need to reconsider our approach, I believe. It's not just me. I know it's not just me. Please tell me it's not just me. Somebody tweet us. Tweet us on @_worstguys. On Twitter, or you can send us a DM via Instagram, The Worst Guy Has One Word. Facebook, we're also there, right on our wall. Say some shit, speak some truth @TheWorstGuys. Wherever you see your bow tie, that's where you see the sophisticated goons. You know, it might be wild, but we speak the truth. You know, you're feeling it in your pakati. And I know there's that guy. Oh shit, another part of this. This is something that I've been knowing, been that new, is like, when you're in a relationship, you know that there's a whole line trying to get at your girl. You know there's a line, especially if she's dope, you know. You just got to have that trust with her that she can do whatever she wants and it won't turn into anything, you know. To be 100, I'd rather you trust me than to love me. I really, that's a true sentiment. I felt that. I really rather you trust me than to love me. Because you will see me around them hoes. I ain't going to deny myself. All right. But if we're together, we're together. Trust and believe that. But anyway, I do believe that women do have that role, that line of men's hitting DMs, men just trying to creep in. And women's defense is on lock. Like, y'all are Mayweather up in this. Undefeated. Defense on lock. So now, if somebody gets through, how do you deal with that as the guy who experienced that? Do you be like, okay, maybe she loves him too. Maybe we can do a threesome thing. This is we're swinging now. You know, and that's why I think things like swinging are growing in popularity, because we're human beings, guys. We like shit. And sometimes one isn't enough. And I'm speaking sexually now. I think I understand the whole best friend relationship for life thing. But sexually now, there's so We like to eat, guys. You like cake, you like different types of cake. You know, just like carrot cake, there's red velvet, there's chocolate, there's any all sorts. You know what I'm saying? And they're all delicious. Although there's your favorite cake, cheesecake, doesn't mean you're not going to eat the carrot cake. You know what I mean? Feel me. I know you feel me, guys. Don't lie. So now, that's what that is. There's your cheesecake, your hubby, your boo, and your carrot cake. You see? And also this phenomenon of side chicks is a real thing that you experience in daily life. Side chicks upgrading to main chicks. Yo, guys, we live on a crazy planet, yo. I hope you guys can see this, because what I see is murder. It's murder jokes. Anyway, what I'm saying is, like, we can all feel that. And I don't want to deny myself anymore. I think we need to get Jonty Searle up in this bitch, talk about free love. Because my nigga Jonty Searle, he knows this shit. He's on Sex Talk on Cliff Central every Friday at 10. I even plugged the boy, because I really believe in his truth, man. I really believe in his truth. But you see, I'm really considering what the ring means, what the certificate means, what the idea of being married means. Can you and your partner not decide what that is for the two of you? Isn't ultimately that's what it is? It's a union between the two of you. But then the problem comes when we start saying, oh, but family, you know, I'm Jewish, I'm a Boer, I'm Zulu, I can't, you know. Then we start to restrict the free love. See, religion is a huge part of it as well. How do we break that barrier? Because for me, I don't give a shit about what religion anybody is. I don't give a shit about what culture you are. If we connect, we connect. And that's it. There's no two ways about it. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying the conversation so far. We're talking about free love and how free it is, really. And if we can get it. Can we get it? I don't know. We'll see.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah. Jay-Z and Kanye West, Otis. Featuring Otis Redding, the guy himself. Yeah, man. So we talk about free love. Free love. It's a complicated one because I think it's a new one. And it's something we'd have to mold. You are molded by it. You know? We have to decide what the future holds for us. Because I definitely do think the marriage institution is outdated, the institution, the way it's set up at the moment. And I think a lot of relationships either don't end up happening or end because there's a cultural clash. My family would never accept you, you know, or you're not of my religion. Or of my color, or of any of those things that don't matter to the spiritual level on which you connect. We're still looking at that outside world that we've created, that facade that stops us from being what we actually are and what we actually feel. So there's that, religion, race, and I've always thought about the possibility of being in an open relationship. But I don't know if I can stomach it, you know, like when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's just you and them and you share things and it's just between you two. And like, you're just going to let somebody else go. Just fucking chow your chicken, bro. Can I have my steak and eat it, please? So I know that's another thing as well. This idea of possession. It's my girlfriend. It's my husband. But when we're looking at the idea of love that we spoke about earlier, unconditional in everything and everyone, it's not yours. It's everybody's, actually, and it's on this planet. And I think calling it yours is ridiculously selfish, you know. Just like we share food, we share people, yo. Sharanada, you see, don't be selfish with your girlfriends, guys. Don't be selfish. For real, for real. I know this sounds crazy, but I also know that there's a part of this that is on the nose, guys. It's free love. Free love. I know y'all want free love. I see you. I see you wanting free love. But it's okay. You can deny it. You can make me the crazy one. You can make me the bad guy. So say goodnight to the bad guy. It's the last bad guy like this you'll ever see. Yes. Tony Montana. All right. Now we're going to go to some news stories that we've caught before. Let us know what you guys think, please, on social media, especially about an open relationship. Has anybody ever been in a successful open relationship? That's what I want to know. Like you died in an open, or you know of somebody who died in their open relationship and they were happy and there weren't complications. If that has happened, I really want to know, because then I look up to you and I want to see if it's really, really possible. Because I can't. Maybe we will work towards it, but I don't think I'll be able to just let somebody have my girl. Like, that seems, no, I can't do that. I can't argue with you. Who are you? You are nobody. All right, anyway, I'm going to go into some new stories that have caught my attention over the last week. There's pretty much only one, really, but I do want to talk about it quite extensively. I'm going to do it. You tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but...
Brought him home.
Hey, do you know, guysins, the greatest news, a man's like me, on a show like The Worst Guys, could ever get, is that marijuana has been legalized to be smoked in your crib. All right. So I don't have the thing. This is a pre-chord, so I don't have the. Doing podcasts like it's the Stone Age. Clapping with my actual hands. What the fuck? What type of shit is this? All right. So the story is that the Constitutional Court has upheld the Western Cape High Court's ruling of people being able to smoke and grow marijuana in their homes. That is actually really, really dope, and well done to the Dacha couple and the Dacha, that lawyer, Prince versus Peter. Who is he? I think he is Peter versus Prince, one of the two. He's a lawyer, he's also part of the Shandis, and he set out the first case. The reason why I remember the name is it was in my first year in law, and like every first year law student learns about Prince versus Peter. Peter has to be his name, because it was versus Peter. And he lost. He got disbarred because he mentioned, or he believed rather, that as a Rastafarian he should be able to smoke marijuana, as it is a part of the ritualistic process and is therefore infringing on his right to freedom of religion. Which I think from the beginning should have been like, yo guys, this guy just nailed you. You guys said we can have any religion we want, right? But then there's obviously a limitation. What if Satanism is out here and Satan says, go murk some guys, and then you murk some guys and just be like, okay, that's cool. He believes in Satan. Nah. All right, cool. Yo, crazy world, man. So, yeah, he was also a part of it. And, yeah, I think it's a long time coming. You know, South Africa is pretty revolutionary, especially when it comes to our constitution and understanding rights. That's why I'm so surprised the Peter versus case, Prince versus Peter case was lost. Because we woke, if you like to call it that, when it comes to our constitution. So it is a step in the right direction. But there are a few loopholes, but I guess Parliament is meant to wrinkle those out. Like, how old can you be to smoke marijuana? Because as much as I'm pro-marijuana, I don't think 9-year-olds should be smoking it. I think you can start at 18, like alcohol, but that rule isn't in place, you know. So things like how old you can be, how much you can actually grow, those will all be ironed out by Parliament. But we still have a ways to go. We should not be fooled, because we want to be able to distribute marijuana. Marijuana should be a source of income for a lot of people. I mean, you could make not even marijuana, hemp, just the product itself. If it was not even decriminalized, if it just wasn't a thing, you can make hemp-based products. Sales have been made out of hemp. You can make jeans out of hemp. You know, I want to make a hemp-based jean. Call it Leave High. So you guys should be here right now. Everybody, the audience is on their feet. Like, it's uproarious. It's a problem. Levi, jeez. So I definitely think that is the end goal that we should never lose sight of. We want to be able to use something that has been given to us. I genuinely believe, like, this is such a gift from the universe. Just like, yo guys, I've got some dope shit I want you to try. Let me just drop it all over the place. It's right over there. Yeah. That shit, it smells real good. It smells real herby. That one. Yeah. And we started smoking and we're like, Doug, you're right. You know what? Everything is better when I'm on this. Food, music, life, lights, everything. And the worst thing you can do to me is make me fall asleep. No ways. Oh God, you're too good at this shit. Oh God, no. That's the worst thing you can do. I sleep. Yo, somebody tell us why it was illegal in the first place. You know, because I just think we are better than that. Anyway, this is it. The show's almost over, guys. It's been a good one. That's all I really wanted to talk about when it comes to the news, just because it's the biggest news out there, man. And I've been growing weed in my crib, just by the by. I try to curate it and dry it and shit, but it takes so long. When we took the plant out, I think it was before winter, so around March, April, May, June. We took out the plant and we're supposed to dry it for like 2 weeks, curate it, and then you put it in a jar, you jar it. That's what they call this process, jarring. And you're supposed to leave the jar open for 1 hour or 2 hours every day. So it's like a real process, because apparently that process takes all the resin out and makes it more potent or whatever. But to be honest with you, like, I got so impatient that I start the process like halfway. I'm like, dude, this shit is smokable. I'm smoking it. 3 months is too long to look weed in the face and not smoke it. Especially if you're a struggling artist like myself, where you don't always have the banky. Now I must look at this beautiful thing that I've grown and say, no, 3 more months, not be. I'm going now, and I'm going hard. So yeah, we'll see where this leads us to. But if you guys want to start a company with me, we might as well start now, because it's going to happen. Marijuana will be legal. It's just the way the revolution is going. So we need to start patenting our shit. I'm patenting Leave High. I'm going to go register this podcast on Samro before you motherfuckers steal that. Shit, I shouldn't have said it. Oh my God, I fucked up. Anyway, it's The Worst Guys. Malcolm's really been chatting to you. Thank you so much for listening. It's time for The Worst Guys Cypher.
Hey. baby. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new wave.
It's a new wave. It's a new generation. We out here trying to fill the station, cause we got people to take to our new nation. Yeah, the train is full. Where are you? Sitting back at the crib, still on Twitter talking shit, but we here, we don't feel it. We are flying out into space. We ain't even relate to your bullshit and your standards. Yeah, we got some class, we high brow, and we know we don't frown. Smiles all around, look at the crowd, they're on their feet, hopping on the beat. It's just like me, I'm flowing in the studio. I'm on my ace, but I'm on my feet, and I don't give a fuck about the music sheet, cause I do it from my brain. I know I'm insane, I know I got a K, and I know I'm able. Everybody wanna be able, but they can't be like me, cause you see I'm a worst guy's G, and it flows through me. I've been chosen by the G-O-D, You can play like me. I'm just chilling in the streets, and I'm chilling in the beats, and I'm doing what I do, and everybody wanna come through when they say me, and they say what's up, where's your boo? I say I got 1 or 2, 3 or 4, 5 or 6. You can't relate, cause you ain't got the sex like me. You ain't it was guy G. You can't even see the free love that we be giving in the streets, throwing it out there, nothing for free except this love, B.
It's a new way. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new wave, baby. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new wave. It's a new wave, baby.
I used to wanna be a grown ass man, until I work with kids, and then I understand that all this shit is something we don't really like. We just wanna go on the playground and just do what's right. Do what's right, come with me tonight. Let's go back to my crib and see how we could live. I know you feeling my shit, it's all about energy. I see you, come play with me. I'm here, I'm trying to be free. I'm trying to be an MC, but it's hard cause people don't really like to hear the truth. So I do it when I'm at Cliff Central in this booth. I'm right here talking to you from my heart, you see my beat. But everybody still wanna complain like they don't like me. I understand, man, you don't see I've got the plan. It's way beyond you, it's way behind me, my G, because I'm racing to the end. Castamina in this bitch, and you'll never see me snitch, and I'll never ever glitch, yeah.
It's a new way. It's a new way. It's a new way. It's a new way, baby. It's a new way. It's a new way. It's a new way. It's a new way, baby. It's a new way. It's a new way, baby.
This is CliffCentral.com.